Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Molly Clark, the Director of Marketing at Perry Lutheran Homes. Molly, thank you as always for joining me.
Hi, Joe. It's great to be here.
So we haven't had you in here for a while, but we wanted to bring you in because there's a lot of stuff going on at Perry Lutheran Homes right now and in the upcoming weeks and months, starting with a big event every year. That's the Meals from the Heartland. What can you tell me about this year's event?
Yes, Perry Lutheran Homes is hosting our fourth Meals from the Heartland event, and it's going to take place on May 1st, which is a Wednesday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at our Willis Avenue campus. So once again, we're in need of lots of volunteers, 280 to be exact, to help us reach a really great milestone, and that's the 100,000 total meal packs complete mark. And each pack helps feed six people. And so that brings the number of people that we can help and all of our volunteers can help to over 600,000 people that are in need. Most of these meals are delivered overseas, where hunger is a really big problem. And some also stay here in the United States and in Iowa as well. So our goal this year is to pack over 30,000 meals in that one day, which then gets us to our four-year total of over the 100,000 in 4 years, helping over 600,000 people. Our residents and tenants at both Spring Valley campus and Willis campus, they really love getting in on the action. It's a great time for them to really stay connected with the community and the people that come in and volunteer. It helps them live a meaningful life since they can still give back to others in maybe just a different way. And then they just get to have lots of fun with people of all ages and abilities, backgrounds. So it's a really great day.
Absolutely. So take us through the day a little bit. A lot of the people listening might already be familiar with how it works because they've been volunteers in the past. But for those who maybe are like, oh, I haven't heard about this before, what is that day look like for the volunteers?
So for the volunteers, if you want to be a part of this activity, it's pretty simple. You just come in for a 1 hour shift, and we have shifts starting at 9 a.m. and our last one starts at 3 p.m. and ends at 4 p.m. And so you just come in and we'll guide you upstairs once you walk in the front door, and we'll take you to get checked in, get a hairnet on, and then we have a great rep from Meals from the Heartland who takes you through the meal packing process. So pretty simple, pretty easy. And it's just a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So if people are interested in becoming volunteers, getting involved with this, what can they do to get involved?
Yeah, volunteers come from everywhere in the community, outside of the community of Perry. And volunteers can be anybody from age 5, as long as they have an adult with them, on to 105. So if you need help to sit during your shift, we can arrange for that as well. But to get involved, there are three easy ways to sign up, and you can stop by the Perry Lutheran Homes Willis campus. That's at 2323 Willis Avenue. You can give us a call at 515-465-5342 and ask for Carson, or you can send Carson Olson an email. That is C-O-L-S-O-N at perrylutheranhomes.org.
All right. Now, this may be people's last opportunity, at least in Perry, to get involved with Meals of the Heartland because it's kind of transitioning elsewhere next year, correct?
That's correct. This is our final year for Meals from the Heartland, as everybody knows it, but we will be continuing to hold a similar annual event with a shift in focus from, you know, third world countries to our local invisible elders in need of help. So more information on how you can be a part of this will definitely be available as we firm up details. We'll definitely talk about that at Meals from the Heartland if you do come in and volunteer.
All right. Well, anything else about Meals from the Heartland that you'd like to mention before we move on?
Yeah, there's one more thing. If you have a little time after your meal packing shift and want to learn a little bit more about our elder care mission outreach in Haiti and back here at home, we can certainly do that. And you can also take a tour of our memory care communities and our Acorns and Oaks intergenerational daycare as well.
All right, so a full day of activities. And that was one more time, what day?
The day is Wednesday, May 1st from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
And is there a cutoff for when people can sign up for this?
You can sign up at any point in time up until that day. As long as we have a spot left to fill, you can have it.
And these spots do fill up pretty quickly from what I remember.
They do. We've already got, I believe, over 100 filled up, and it tends to fill up even faster the closer we get to that date. So if you've got a time in mind that you'd really like to come and participate, we'd love to have you call as soon as you can or email as soon as you can so that we can get you signed up.
All right. Well, a lot of information there on that great program. But now let's move on and talk about a few other things, starting with a monthly program. That's the Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group that meets the tail end of every month, correct?
Yeah. Our Alzheimer's and Dementia Support Group is open to anybody in the community, and it's really become a great resource for people that are either a caregiver or are just a close friend or family member to somebody that is suffering from Alzheimer or other dementia. It's held the last Tuesday of every month, and that's at 3:30 p.m. at the Perry Public Library. There's no cost. There's no need to register. We just encourage you to give it a try. And you never know, 1 hour a month just might change your life. And it's really for those that are impacted by Alzheimer's and dementia in any way. And a lot of times, the caregivers are the ones that suffer as well, right along with their family member, with their loved one. And this is a great time to learn tools and tips on self-care, tools and tips on how to engage with your loved one, and really just understanding more about the disease as it progresses.
All right. So the next one of that is on April 30th, if I'm doing my math correctly, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Now, we've talked about an annual event. We've talked about a monthly event. Now, let's talk about something that happens weekly. That's your Sunday worship. What can you tell me about people getting involved with this?
If you're looking for a unique worship service to attend, we've got one for you. The residents of Perry Lutheran Homes love to have people of all ages come in and worship with them on Sunday mornings. It starts at 8:15 a.m., and that's every Sunday. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you look like, what your abilities are, and what your age is. We just welcome everybody to come in for this unique service. It's a great way to brighten up an elder's day as well, to share in that worship with them and then sit and talk afterwards. That fellowship afterwards is a really neat experience. So all ages, all abilities, all cultures, they're welcome.
And that's just at the Willis Avenue campus then?
Yes, that's at the 2323 Willis Avenue campus, 8:15 in the morning. And one of our three great pastors will be doing the service.
All right. Well, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about today. It's kind of early to talk about it, but it'll be here before you realize it, I'm sure. But we just kind of want to do a first blush on this event. That's the second annual Run Through Time event.
Yeah. If you guys could mark your calendar for Saturday, July 6th. And the second annual Run Through Time is going to take place as a part of Perry's sesquicentennial celebration that's happening this summer. So we're really excited to be a part of that. And as soon as we have the race route and times finalized, we'll open up registration, and that's at runthroughtime.run.
All right. Well, we will definitely talk more about that as the date approaches. But in the meantime, Molly Clark with Perry Lutheran Homes, anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
No, we'll just be really excited to see you on May 1st for those that it may be their first time and those that it might be their fourth time. So we're just really excited.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Molly, for joining me. I appreciate it very much. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Molly Clark. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sorwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.